As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
The restrictions are easing, fat man. I can almost smell the day when we can get back out to the rubbity on a Sunday for a proper session.
Oh, Jimmy boy, yes, please. Oh, some mother's milk. I can just taste it now. But the Rush Hour Sunday session is just as nice, Jimmy boy, especially with a magnificent talkback topic from yours truly, old Fatty.
And an idiot file as well.
And I'll finish it off with a very funny joke.
Oh,
you'll
no.
love it, Stumpy.
Oh, no.
But next, Jimmy boy, we chat to Demons coach, Simon Goodwin.
But wait for the siren, Melbourne fans. It's been a long time. And they're in the finals.
Ooh. It's been 12 long years, but the Demons are playing finals footy.
There's the senior coach on the line, Simon Goodwin, who we love, Bill. Have a listen to some of these numbers, if you don't mind. 275 of the best for the Adelaide Crows, including the 97 and 98 AFL premierships.
Yep.
A Hall of Fame member in 2017, and so he bloody should have been. Yep. Five-time All-Australian. Three-time Best and Fairest, the Malcolm Blight Medal at the Adelaide Crows. Yeah. AFL Coaches Association Player of the Year and captain the club from 2008 to 2010. How does that surprise you? Didn't think he was that good a player?
No.
Simon Goodwin joins us. Goody, welcome, mate.
Welcome, JB. Good to be on, but I agree with you, Bill. A bit overrated, those stats.
Oh, mate, good. They're very good, Goody, and all at Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows, they're going well at the minute. Goody?
Yeah, no, it's been an interesting little period for the Crowies. I've been in contact with Rue over the last few weeks, just trying to get everything sorted. So.
Right.
Speaking of which, Goody, I lay all of what's going on over there at Roo's feet, because ever since he became a director, bloody wheels have fallen off.
You know what Roo's like. It's all about winning and trying to get some sort of competitive advantage. He's a good man, old Rupert, but they've got their work cut out.
Fightmndgoody.org.au, the great Neil Danaher. It's a different year for what we're talking about, but as I understand it, the beanies are at Coles and are flying off the shelves.
Yeah, they are, JB, and it's obviously disappointing that we won't get the Queen's birthday game away, but as Neil's done so incredibly well for a number of years now, that fight against MND certainly doesn't stop. And as you mentioned, the beanies are on sale. So we need to get in behind the MND. It's been a huge impact for us as a club, but I think for everyone in the football industry and in society, it's been just an inspiration to everyone. So we need to get in behind it. So, yeah, get in the Coles and Woolies and get your beanies. Really, really great cause.
$20, and they are magnificent beanies. Some people, Bill, collect the whole set.
They do.
So get into your local Coles or Woolies. $20 will be absolutely fantastic. And as I said, shame they weren't around in the late 90s, early 2000s, when you were trying to frost your hair, Goody, and really embarrassed yourself.
They would have come in handy, wouldn't you? I used to put one of those caps on to put the tips through my hair. But
No.
I reckon a beanie would have been a much better option for me looking back at it.
Hey, I was telling Jim before, pretty tough restrictions on the players. No visitors at home. You've got to stay at home. You can only drive to training or to the airport or wherever. And you can't even, not even allowed to play golf, Goody.
Yeah, look, there are some tighter restrictions. And I think, obviously, trying to get the game back up and running, but also once it is up and running, how we can continue to make it safe, healthy, and make sure it stays going is a really important thing. And, now, there are going to be some tougher restrictions for players and staff and the people that are involved. And, it's going to be a challenge that all clubs are going to have to work through with their players because, as you know yourselves, the way you're operating at the moment, it is difficult. And, we're going to have to do it for an extended period of time.
What about the behaviour of some of your players in isolation, Goody? Look at Maxwell Gawn, your captain, who's just decided to go with a Mohican. My own nephew, whose behaviour continues to astound
with
his stupid bloody onion barbecue business. And then your former captain, Nate Jones, and his bride just deciding to swap outfits. Where are they at, your mob?
Yeah, it's poor. It's concerning. You know, I thought they were going to handle isolation right, but every time I wake up, there's someone's got dyed hair, mohawk, a new TikTok's been delivered, or something's going on. But, you know, all in a bit of fun.
And then, of course, they look to the top and look for some leadership, and there you are doing a TikTok.
Yeah, I think that was the day that ISO officially got the better of me. The kids have been at me for 3 or 4 years about doing a TikTok with them. They're right into it. So. Yeah. I finally cracked, and as soon as I saw Dimmer do it, I thought, well, that was pretty poor. I've got to give that a go. Yeah.
How many takes?
Oh, just the one, Bill.
Oh! Good. Hey, good on you, Goody. Hey, at Christmas time, do you get one present or two?
Get the two, mate. Get the two. One for Chrissy and one for the birthday the day after.
Yeah. Boxing Day, terrible day to have a birthday, but you, well done, you get two. Well done.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Bill.
That's idiot fat. Man, don't ever align me with his rubbish questions, Goody. He's on an island on his own.
Where are you at the moment?
Oh, Jim's up on the coast.
I'm miles away. I couldn't have got further away from Bill and remained in our state, Goody, and I'm bloody happy I am too. I've had enough of him.
Good. Always a pleasure talking to you boys.
Good on you, Jim.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, now, please. Jim, you've got to be fair dinkum here. I know we stuff around, have a bit of fun and ha, ha, ha. But I'm going to ask you a question, and yes, I want you to be honest for a change.
I'm always honest.
What I'm hearing is, and you being a very vain man, and it's all about me, and you talk about your Instagram account how...
At James Brayshaw, Global and Trending.
Global and Trending.
Yes.
Have you made inquiries to Instagram to check and work out why you haven't got a blue tick? Yes or no?
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, because I've heard that you have made inquiries to Instagram because everyone's got a blue tick that have got 100,000 followers or whatever, and you haven't. So you've cracked the shits, excuse the language, and you've asked, why hasn't Jimmy Boy got a blue tick? Jim.
No.
Jim, do not lie to me, you flog. This is true. I've heard this from someone in your family, actually.
Jim? No. Bill.
Jim. Bill. You have made inquiries, yes or no?
No.
Jim.
But Bill.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Well, yes.
Right. So I wasn't even aware that there was such a thing as a blue tick. I had no idea. Oh. I'm just on Instagram like you, and I dominate and global and trending, and I'm an influencer.
Yeah, anyway. He's an influencer.
You don't even know how to do a proper hashtag.
I'm an influencer. But, rabbits, I don't use hashtags to try and get more people. I use them for humour. And they are side-splittingly humorous.
Well, the humour is when you put grammar in them and it stops the hashtag.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Shut up, rabbits. Come on. Anyway, so what happened, and this is a fact, I'm sitting there and my 14-year-old son, George,
says to
me, Dad, why haven't you got a blue tick next to your name on Instagram?
Here we go. Yes.
And I went, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. He goes, next to your name on Instagram, you haven't got a blue tick.
Oh.
I said, so what?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, because I didn't know what it meant. So he goes, well, all the big stars who are on Instagram have a blue tick next to their name.
Yeah.
And I said, righto, well, I wasn't aware that was the case, but I don't have it. Anyway, so he grabs my phone, because you know kids are much better at this stuff than we are.
Yeah.
So he grabs my phone and he says, I'll apply for a blue tick for you.
Oh, so you
so
have.
I said, righto, well, you can do whatever you want. So anyway, Bill.
Yeah, what happened?
He had my phone for however long it was, and he said, righto, there you go, and handed it back to me, and I never thought about it again until I got a message from Instagram about 2 days later.
And what did it say, Jim? Jim? Look at this. He's pretending he's broken down, but I can see you're still moving, so you're still on air. What happened, Jim? Jim?
Your request has been denied.
No! Sucked in.
Fat.
Sucked in. You're not verified.
I've been denied.
Well, you know what? Matty Lloyd was going on about this too. So you and Matthew Lloyd are both flogs.
How? Well, as I say, I had no clue what he was talking about. So therefore, I shouldn't worry about being accepted or denied, because prior to him talking about it, I didn't even know what it meant. But Bill, now that I've been denied, I'm not f***ing happy.
Oh! Oh, he's cracked the sands. Old denied Jim.
He's cracked it.
Sucked in.
Oh, he's
got the bird.
The not famous Jim.
Now, 133353, we're going to the phones on a Monday. I cannot believe I'm handing the, well, what is it, a GM maestro over to you, Fat, because you're acting as if you're Graham Yallop at the minute.
I am Graham Yallop, the left-hander, who was one of the great captains of Victoria over the journey. Very good player. He was.
Unbelievable record. Now, what are we going with, please?
I'll tell you what, this caught my eye. I love this one, Jimmy boy. Cops in London, Jim. Have nabbed a wanted man who had been hiding in bushes when he loudly passed wind. He actually dropped his guts.
Bill.
He horse and carted Jim.
Bill.
And gave himself away and the cops grabbed him. Jim. True.
How is it that this story has appealed to you? Well, I don't get it.
I'm just flicking through as I do a daily basis for stories. I go through a lot of papers.
Do you?
This one was in the London Leader. And
the London Leader.
And this one caught me. It's a beauty because he was the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant. They come across him. He took off, and it was dark. It was in the bushes, and the cops were sneaking around. They had no chance of finding him. And guess what happened? He just cut the cheese, Jim. He farted. Cleveland steamed.
No, Bill. Your Cleveland steam is a different thing. You're talking about a pop-off.
A
bottom burp.
Well, a bottom burp. Well, Ramsey told me to throw that.
No, that's a the Cleveland's a different animal, Bill. He would have given himself away for different reasons if he'd headed down the Cleveland path.
Oh, well,
So, Bill, 133353, with the great prizes attached, what are you going with?
Where did you cut the cheese? At the wrong time, unusual. Let's go to Boyd.
Boyd.
Hello, Boyd.
How you going, mate?
Good. When did you?
Good. Well, a while ago when I used to go to the gym a lot, and I was training with a mate of mine, and I was on the leg press machine and had a lot of weight on, and I'm pushing him out. He's pumping me on. He's going, come on, and I put this real heavy push in. And then just about ripped the bloody, the strap, ripped me pants with one, let it out, and the whole gym stopped and turned around and looked at me.
Jim. That's the problem with yoga, Fat. A lot of people find that with yoga. They spend the whole time trying not to do pops.
So you're holding it in, that's a good exercise.
Exactly.
Very good exercise.
Ben, he's in Scoresby, Bill.
Ben.
There you go.
What happened to you, mate? When did you let one out?
It was about 10 years ago when I was when I was still in school. Yeah. Had me books in hand. We were walking into the classroom and I walked straight in, went to go put my books down, and before I get there, I just let the massivest fart you'll ever hear rip. The whole crowd's pissing themselves laughing.
Oh, crap.
And the teacher's just looking at me and just said, get out straight away within 5 seconds of getting in the class.
Were you allowed back in?
Oh, Bill.
Nah, I couldn't get back in that period.
Oh, jeez.
Booted. Man, booted him, Bill.
For farting.
All right, Neil Mount Dandenong. Hello, Neil.
Neil.
How are you, boys?
What did you do, Neil?
Unfortunately, I was best man at my brother's wedding, the old vows, the old bottom decided it was time to let one go.
Oh, no. Not while the vows are coming out, Nilo.
The vows or the bows.
Not during my brother's vows either, during his lovely wife's vows. My brother thought it was funny, but she did not.
Oh, that...
family wouldn't have enjoyed it either.
No, couldn't you hold it in, Neil?
My old man thought it was bloody funny, though.
The old man's giggling
away. Oh, I love that. Stay there like that. Dan's in Bundura, Fat.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Dan, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so pretty much went to buy a new Ford Ranger and had a look around it, kicked the tyres as you do, and had the young girl sitting in the front seat ready to take me for a test drive, and I'll tell you what, it's a big step up into the Ford Ranger. Big step up, and he copped the face pull I went to sit down.
Oh no.
And was it loud or
not?
It was just
a brand new Ranger.
Yeah, in the Ranger.
I'll tell you now, it was loud, and I didn't even buy the car.
She's second hand.
Hey, Mel.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, Mel, don't tell me you let Fluffy out.
I had a bad... I was 18 at a gathering with my boyfriend sitting on his lap and I had white jeans on with pink flowers.
Oh, no.
And I laughed and shot one out and started and saying...
Oh, Mel.
We've been together for a couple of years, so thank God for that.
Oh, but oh no.
What a moment. I ended up in a pair of his mate's track pants and had to have a shower.
That might have been the steamer, huh?
It was a low moment.
This thing we're about to play, you only hear on this station and you only hear on this show, and it's called the Idiot File. It's called that for a reason. Bill tries to speak, which is pretty important when you're a radio announcer.
Yeah, that'd help. It would help.
He gets it very wrong often, and we put them all together courtesy of Maddie, and then you enjoy six or seven of the very best minutes. Hit it, please, rabbits.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Good luck to you. But
any other mates you want to shout out? You got someone else over in Canabra or rabbits. Somewhere?
Canabra.
Canabra. What's that?
Some joint over people. In WA.
Stop him from talking.
Have a great weekend. Happy Anzac Day to everyone. Get the listening to Triple M 5:30 tomorrow morning.
And surely the AFL ain't far behind, surely.
Well, they're talking about these pods now, aren't they?
They are.
What?
Pods or what are they called?
Not pods.
Podcasts. No. They, to cross
the bridge.
If they're
not pods, what are they called, please, Bill?
They're called pods.
No, they're not. There's another name for them. What is it?
They're called little get-togethers. Where they all sit around.
No, there's a specific name for them.
Well, I can't think at the minute.
It starts with H.
Hubs.
Yes.
Hubs. Fat, you idiot.
You idiot, not pods. Which are the same thing. And was told by a Fremantle staff member that a player had bought her a 2020 membership, Jim.
How good is that?
I love these stories. You know who it is, Jim?
Who?
Sam. Young bloke Sam there, the place for the Dockers, Jim.
Yeah, what's his name?
Switzkowski.
Oh!
It's Switzkowski.
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 Switzkowski, yes.
Well, let's call my eye, Jimmy boy, Sam Switzkowski.
Switzkowski.
Same thing. And by the way, have you converted to the COVID-19 safe app work?
No.
What was that sentence?
It's a COVID safe app work. And the government are asking us to do it, so I think we should do it. I think people get skeptical. Well, that's easy.
Go on.
Yep. We'll get the app. You just go to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it on air. I'm going to do it right now on air, Jim.
This is good radio.
Hang on. You go to the app and ask for search for COVID-19 or COVID safe.
Yep.
And yep. Hang on, we'll cut this.
This is absolutely riveting radio.
I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded. They're mean. They're egotistic. Oh, they're God. Self-centered, narcissistic, greedy, hoggish.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
Marcus Labuschagne.
Mm. Yes, Marnus even.
Yep.
Marnus. A young man walks into the pharmacist, Jim.
What?
The chemist.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
The pharmacy. Because I want to ask you about your wedding and the bridal party. Because, Jim,
we got a little...
It's a kleptic group.
Oh!
And this one caught me. It's a beauty because the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant, Jim.
Out at the magnificent Mercedes-Benz Berwick. I don't know, onion sorting out.
How long from the Westgate to Berwick Mercedes-Benz?
Berwick. Is that what Berwick. During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now?
No, that's true.
Lunch and play times are going to be staggered. This is for the kids' schooling, by the way. And no camps, no excursions, or no sports.
Excursions. Ooh.
Excursions.
Jeez, no sport.
Did you have a good excursion when you...
Excursion.
We didn't have them. We had excursions. Also, a big memo's come out. Or a memo, even.
Oh, my God.
Shane Warne, top 50 wickets they had, Jim. So they just went
50.
Top 50. So they showed it, a replay, then went to number 48, 47. Guess who was in there a lot?
Who?
Daryl Cunningham, whatever his name is. He was in there five times, poor old Daryl.
Cunningham, even?
Cunningham, whatever he is. Ah, oh, some gold there. Bill. I can't believe I just do that.
No, mean we can't
do all that stuff.
We've done it for 11 years. How do you not believe it?
We can't either. And we've been put up in front of that tribunal a couple of times.
And
what's
we're
that,
still
Raj,
on
when,
here.
When people complain, where does it go?
Is it ACMA?
ACMA. We've been put up in front of people who've complained and said, I actually listened to this crap.
It wasn't when you tried to do ads for businesses and you ruined them.
Yeah, we did. We did some very good work there for those ads, but they were a bit
no
of,
doubt we did
too much work in them. Don't mention them. We might.
No, Jack, we don't ever want to do them again. That meant actually fronting up and doing something.
Oh, Jim, I've got a very good joke, and then we can call it quits and have a frothy.
All of that sounds good.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
All right.
Ah, oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't tell this joke.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he's standing with his mates, and he's too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim. In the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
Hey, see that girl over there with a wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
At the school dance.
God. Yeah. Just have one out in the back.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you're then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch courage, Jim. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he, excuse me, he says, and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy. And with a big smile, she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, ah, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now, that's
God.
Not bad.
No.
Jim, she said, oh, wouldn't I?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to think of the year I first heard that joke. It'd have to be about 1984.
You've never heard it announced like that.
No.
Or told like that. Jim.
I just want to, on the record, distance myself from that joke and from you. Permanently.
I like that. Old Stumpy. That's not a bad joke. That'll go down.
Oh, my God.
Hey? No. Good joke. Well done. Good start.
Turn him off.
Very good. Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, Stumpy.
Just about had enough.
Ah, oh, Tony Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Did Jim like that joke?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
I knew you liked it, Jimmy boy.
I don't want anything to do with that joke.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.